This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. Minister of State in the Prime Minister's office, Dr. Jitendra Singh, said that India has planned to have its own space station, namely Bharat Antariksh Station, in 2035. And if all plans go well, an Indian astronaut will be on the moon by 2040. The Minister of State said this while replying to supplementaries in the Lok Sabha today. Mr. Singh said Chandrayaan 4 will be launched through two launch vehicles and it will have five components. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has called upon the people to always put the nation first, remain united and discharge their duties with honesty. Mr. Singh made this remark while addressing the fifth edition of Major Bob Khating Memorial Event in New Delhi today. Lauding the efforts, the minister termed Major Khating as a great son of India, who left an indelible mark in the history of the country through his bravery in the battlefield and his skill in the field of diplomacy. Mr. Singh also highlighted the administrative proficiency of Major Khating, especially his contribution in the formation of Sashastra Seema Bal and Nagaland Armed Police and other such reforms. NASA astronauts Sunita Williams and Butch Wilmer have returned on Earth early this morning aboard a SpaceX Crew Dragon spacecraft after spending 286 days in space. Their SpaceX capsule parachuted into the Gulf of Mexico. Sunita Williams and Butch Wilmer are now embarking on a 45-day rehabilitation program to help them adapt to Earth's gravity after spending 9 months in space. President Draupadi Murmu has congratulated the entire team of NASA behind the safe return of the Crew 9 mission on Earth. In a social media post, she said that India's daughter Sunita Williams and her fellow astronauts have inspired everyone with their perseverance, dedication and never-say-die spirit. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated and lauded the efforts of those who work tirelessly to ensure the safe return of the Crew 9 mission on Earth. In a social media post, she said, Sunita Williams and the Crew 9 astronauts have once again shown the world what perseverance truly means. Indian Home Minister Amit Shah today extended his greetings to the CRPF personnel on the CRPF Day. In a social media post, he said that the day marks the occasion when the force was honored with the President's Colour in 1950. Mr. Shah said that its valor and sacrifice have continued to inspire generations of patriots. Minister of External Affairs Dr. S. Jaishankar today addressed the growing convergence of national security and business decisions at Raisina Dialogue 2025 in New Delhi. Highlighting the shift in global economic strategies, he said the world today makes business decisions factoring in national security in a way they did not before. Discussing India's trade negotiations, he said that India is involved in three big trade negotiations with the EU, UK and United States right now. He added that this growth markets the technology and strategic partnerships of India. Minister for Electronics and IT Aswini Vaishnav has said that there has been a significant improvement in tackling online gambling and betting activities with 1,097 betting and gambling websites banned last year. Replying to supplementaries in the Lok Sabha today, Mr. Vaishnav said both centre and states have to work together to deal with such activities and all agencies related to cybercrime are working in coordination. Mr. Vaishnav said awareness is coming in the society regarding the negative effects of the cyber world. The government has adopted a zero-tolerance policy against terrorism, which resulted in a significant reduction in the terror incidents in the country. Replying to supplementaries in the Rajya Sabha today, Minister of State for Home Affairs Nityananda Rai said the centre is taking stringent measures to eliminate terrorism from the country. In Arunachal Pradesh, Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Man has become the longest-serving incumbent Deputy CM in India. In a social media post today, Chief Minister Pema Khandu informed the man has been serving as Deputy CM of the state since 17th July 2016 and has completed 8 years and 244 days in office. In his post, Khandu congratulated Main on the historic milestone and said that his service is a reflection of his dedicated commitment to Arunachal's progress. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.